Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's a little silly Dan bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. David Dossie is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, important, critical half of the partnership of Gallagher and Dossie, the great intellectual property attorney out of the great state of Ohio and the great city of Columbus, I should say, Columbus, Ohio. And outstanding firm, as I said earlier, my corporate intellectual property attorney. And David, thanks for all the good work you do for us and for all the good information you provide us here on the show. That's Gallagher and Dossie. I'm sorry, invention-protection.com, right, David?
Exactly.
So check that out, folks. And you work with people all over the country, just like me. And, he doesn't have to see you if you need help. Give him a call. Hey, David, we're talking about the America Invents Act, signed into law in September. Anything more that we need to know about that?
Well, the second key point that's beneficial to small businesses is something referred to as prioritized examination. And that is where, by paying an additional fee now, you can have your application reviewed in an expedited manner, with the goal being that you have an issued patent or a final rejection within 1 year.
Wow.
And the fee
so
is...
They're taking a lesson from the airlines, right? If you want more legroom, you got to pay extra.
Exactly. The fee is steep. The fee is $4,800. But again,
wow,
the small entity reduction of 50% and the micro entity reduction of 75% also apply to that $4,800 fee. So if you're a micro entity, for an additional $1,200, when you're making an investment in a patent application, instead of just paying another $1,200 to have resolution within 12 months, I think that's going to appeal to a lot of small businesses.
Here's one thing I'm a little confused about, though. Once I get my patent filed, and correct me if I'm wrong, and it seems to be like maybe I have been in the past, and you did correct me. Once I get filed, am I really in a hurry to get the patent, as long as my patent's pending?
Well, it depends what your motivation is. If you think that you're going to license it to a large company, then having a granted patent is worth infinitely more than being patent pending. So if you're in kind of a licensing business strategy, that having a granted patent is worth so much more than just saying it's patent pending.
But if it's something you're using yourself and it's part of your operation, pending might be enough, and so you would need to have the expedited. But the reason why I could see where expedited would be beneficial is because of the pace of technology, the pace of innovation these days. I mean, you could get a patent and make a lot of money on something in a year, and a year later it's obsolete.
Sure.
The disruption,
right now, the
disruption factor of innovation is breathtaking, isn't it?
So the pendency of applications right now is averaging 34 months. So
wow.
You're paying, for a lot of technologies, like you say, by the time you file and, let's say, a patent's granted, the people that were essentially infringing for the past several years have moved on to another technology.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. That's the disruption part. It's not always somebody that has invented a better version of what you've got. It's somebody completely different in another industry completely disrupts your industry.
Sure.
So, things you couldn't even see coming. But the good news about all this that you're telling us, David, is that there are these provisions in the American Invents Act that gives you these options that help you make a better decision. And as you say, a lot of small inventors, if you could ask any small company about why they don't, do a better job of getting their patents protected, their ideas protected, They'll tell you because it costs too much. And sure. And what you've told us now is that they're getting some help with that, aren't they?
Well, and I think this act just reinforces that now more than ever, small businesses need to recognize that intellectual property is where the value of their business lies.
And that's right.
If they someday want to retire and move on, they need to have taken the steps to protect that. It's just like if you're going to retire and you did no maintenance on your house for the last 30 years mm-hmm. and you're planning to move to Florida, you're not going to sell it for what you want to sell it for.
Right. Exactly. Hey, David, well done. Thanks for giving this outstanding report today. Come back again real soon.
I'd be honored to.
Let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
Perfect.
Thanks. David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's have a great one. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.